All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, the worst-kept secret in the United States has finally come to the surface as John Gruden is set to be announced as the new head coach of the Oakland Raiders today. Now, Gruden is very familiar with the Raiders, as from 1998 to 2001, he was their head coach, and in that time, he compiled a record of 38-26. Now, following a fallout with former Raiders owner Al Davis, Gruden was traded to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2002, and immediately he turned the Bucs into a Super Bowl champion, as in his first year, he led the Bucs to the victory in the big game over the Raiders. Now, with the Bucs, Gruden was 57-55 as their head coach, and since 2009, he has found himself in the booth for ESPN doing their Monday Night Football broadcast, and he's done a terrific job over that stretch with the likes of Mike Tirico and, of course, most recently, Sean McDonough. Now, ever since Al Davis passed away a few years ago and his son Mark assumed control of the Raiders, he always had an affection for Gruden and he wanted to bring him back. And after the Raiders went 6-10 this season, you know, following their playoff trip last season, you know, Davis felt that Gruden could be the guy to get them back to prominence. And it's a situation where he left no stone unturned as far as getting Gruden. I mean, you're talking about a 10-year deal that is worth nearly $100 million, which is insane for a head coach. But the bottom line, like the old saying goes, it's not what you're worth, it's what you can negotiate. And on top of that, the Raiders just said adios to the Rooney Rule because Gruden was the only guy that they wanted to interview, and they got their guy. And Mark Davis wants and needs to make a splash because it's a situation in a couple of years, the Raiders are moving to Las Vegas. You got that big, brand-new stadium coming down right off of the Strip in Vegas, and you want to be able to pack that place, and you want to have your fans with a ton of enthusiasm. Now, of course, one thing besides the money and going back to the Raiders that was easy to lure John Gruden back to the silver and black was the fact that he gets to work with one of the best young quarterbacks in the game, and I'm talking about Derek Carr. And we've seen what Derek Carr can do when he is healthy. Of course, his season in 2015 finished on the injured reserve, and then, of course, you know, he had that bump in the road with the back injury that not only derailed his 2017 campaign, but also hurt the chances of the Raiders as well. But Gruden, he's got to go out there and he's got to try to change the culture, because granted that the Raiders were a playoff team in 2016 under Jack Del Rio, they've only made the postseason twice since John Gruden has left. So now you've got to go out there and you've got to make guys be committed to winning. And it goes back to that old saying that Al Davis used to carry on for years, and it was that commitment to excellence. Now, Gruden hasn't coached in a decade. He's still been around the game, but will his message be able to transcend to the younger player? We'll have to wait and see. John Gruden is a guy that when he was at his best coaching, he was at his best dealing with veteran teams. But if you ask John Gruden to deal with the younger guys, it was a little bit different. So it's going to be very interesting for me to see how that message comes across. Now, the one big difference this time around with the Raiders, of course, it's not Al Davis, it's Mark Davis, but also the fact that he has a GM to communicate with and work with. And I'm talking about Reggie McKenzie. Of course, for years, it was Al Davis who did everything for the Raiders front office. So that could be a big difference for John Gruden this time around. But the biggest thing is him being able to get his message across to the youngsters. Will that happen? We will have to wait and see. But the bottom line is, I think the happiest person in all of this is Mark Davis and, of course, John Gruden, because he has 100 million reasons to be happy, and you can't blame him. So only time will tell if the marriage between Davis, Gruden, and the Raiders will return this once proud franchise to prominence. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement in 2017, the Cyclones 2018 campaign is set to begin this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the best sports conversations going on social media. Always, you can check me out this Sunday night on the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge show on blogtalkradio.com at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, where I will be recapping this weekend's action from the divisional round in the NFL. As always, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.